It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 1967. So you're getting good music this morning. Friday, we got the national semifinals, Cincinnati and Alabama at the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. Mike Petraglia joins us on our Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. CLNS Media in Cincinnati. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. A couple days early. Tony, how are you? Good?
Good, my man. I want to start off with a philosophical question, if you will. Does Luke Fickell have to guard against this Cincinnati team carrying the flag, if you will, right? The first group of five school. Does he have to guard against that? This can't be bigger than just this game. Does he have to do that with this particular team?
No, because I think, and he has said that, he has addressed exactly this subject for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, really. He's worried about his players. He's not worried about what the outside narratives are, what the storylines are that people want to write while they're there in Dallas. His concern is making sure that they get to Bryce Young. His concern is to make sure that Desmond Ridder makes the right reads, which he's totally capable of doing, and using the weapons that they have at their disposal against another very athletic Alabama defense. Sure, he'll talk to his players about enjoying the moment and understanding that this is a big moment for the school and the program, and you guys will go down in history. But once all of that stuff is out of the way, I think his focus has been to make sure his players are as prepared as possible for the number one team in the country.
And for a lot of people who are looking at this game and looking for different angles, one of the things that has not been working particularly well for Alabama this season is their offensive line. Saw it at Auburn. It got a little better against Georgia, but it has been a problem this season. How's that defensive front for Cincinnati, and can they get to Bryce Young?
They can definitely get to Bryce Young, I think. And I think that's one of the things Luke Fickell, an old defensive tackle himself from his Ohio State days, is going to scheme. And I think that's an advantage the Bearcats have, starting with Myjai Sanders. And they have a terrific linebacking core, Darian Beavers. But Myjai Sanders and Darian Beavers are two Bearcats you should keep an eye on and remember those names as the Bearcats look to get pressure on the offensive line. One thing that Tony Pike, the old Bearcats quarterback from 2009, another great UC season, told me on my podcast this week is that this Alabama team doesn't run the ball like they have in years past with Derrick Henry and the like. That's not what this Alabama team is. And I think Luke Fickell obviously knows this. And I think he's going to try and take advantage of the Alabama Crimson Tide being a little bit more pass happy. And the other thing to keep in mind is the Bearcats have two shutdown corners, really one All-American corner and Sauce Gardner. I think everybody who's followed college football this year is now familiar with the cornerback who has not allowed touchdown and man-to-man coverage throughout his entire college career. And Kobe Bryant on the other side, they are one of the few teams that I think can match up against Alabama man-for-man on the outside.
Let's talk about Jerome Ford. Is he a home run kind of running back? I mean, is he capable of that big play? What kind of running back is he, and how does he get utilized?
He can definitely hit the home run, and he did so in a couple of big moments this year for the Bearcats, one against Central Florida, one against Tulsa, and everybody, I think, recalls what he did against Houston on that 79-yard run that really broke things open in the third quarter. This Bearcats team can score in bunches, and Jerome Alabama transfer Ford, as he is so known, he is certainly capable of hitting the home run. He really showed a burst of speed in that Houston game that I think the Bearcats are going to try and take advantage of.
When we get these kind of games where it's, you know, here's a team that's won all these national championships, and here's a Cincinnati team that is coming in good, but we still are wondering how they'll match up. There's a feeling like, okay, that particular team has to play a perfect game. In your analysis, do you feel like Cincinnati has to play a perfect game to keep up with Alabama? Or can they make a mistake or two and still be in this thing?
I think they can make a mistake or two and be in this thing. I think it's unrealistic to play a perfect game. I think that's almost cliche and silly to think you got to go in and not make. I mean, of course you're going to make mistakes. You're human. You're playing a game filled with – you're playing a sport, right? And that's always going to be filled with mistakes. And the thing about the Bearcats is they have an incredible amount of maturity, very senior-laden roster, and they have been in situations this year where they have been tested. They have not played their best football, and they have managed to hang on late. And I think those tests are going to come in handy when things don't go right on Friday. And certainly that will be the case. Alabama's going to hit a couple of big plays. I mean, they have too many great players on both sides of the ball for that not to be the case. The reason I like this Bearcats team is they're an old roster. They have a lot of players that decided to come back after losing to Georgia in just a gut-wrenching Peach Bowl last year, and they wanted one more crack at it. Well, this is their crack. They got Alabama, the number one team in the country, in a game that is not the Peach Bowl. It's the national semifinal. I think the Bearcats will rise to the occasion, and yes, they can make a couple of mistakes, but they have the talent on both sides of the ball. I don't think a lot of national pundits are giving Cincinnati enough credit for the amount of talent that they have on both sides of the ball. Wait till you see them on Friday and then judge for yourselves.
I think you hit on something really important, and that is this is not a Cincinnati team that had a magical good year out of nowhere and is finding themselves on unfamiliar ground. You're right. This is a team that is filled with players who went to that Peach Bowl, barely lost that game, and said, let's do this again. The moment is not going to be too big. The goal is not going to be too big.
No, I don't think it will be. And that's why, you know, I understand why Alabama's favored the way they are in this game. I get that. Right. But anybody who has watched Alabama all year knows that this is not an invincible number one team in the country. And I think the Bearcats know that, and I also think the Bearcats are very confident with the talent they have that they're going to be putting on the field. You're talking about a Cincinnati team that probably is going to put 10 NFL players on the field on Friday afternoon. 10. And that's usually what you're saying. Well, maybe half of that number for Alabama or Ohio State or Georgia. But certainly Alabama is always accustomed to having 14 or 15 NFL players on the field at this point of the season. Bearcats can pretty much match that. And that's when I think it's going to come down to coaching. Can Luke Fickell, match wits with Nick Saban? That's the fascinating matchup to me in this one. And the other thing that's concerning, if you're UC, the kicking game. The kicking game for UC is not good. And they've had three different place kickers this year for different reasons. And if this game is close, I think Luke Fickell is going to take it out of the kicker's hands or off his feet and try and put it in the hands of his best player, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, let's talk about him for a second. What are some of the things he does very, very well? Where are some of the things that he struggles? And what kind of season has he had?
Well, he's had, to be fair, a little bit of a disappointing season in terms of the expectation of him putting up 35 to 4,000 yards. That's not the kind of season he had. And he struggled with Luke Fickell's desire to have him sit in the pocket more and not run as much as he has been accustomed to in years past. Once Desmond Ridder got through that middle portion of the season where the Bearcats offense really struggled, he struggled with some reads downfield when he was staying in the pocket longer than he was normally used to. And because of that, I think he had to make a big adjustment in his head. But he is a very bright quarterback. And Luke Fickell has said that about him all season long. And there is nobody in the country that I think reads defenses as well as Desmond Ridder does. And I think once he got used to staying in the pocket and not taking off the minute things got hot around him, he became a better quarterback, and he began to manage the game better and began to call the number of Jerome Ford a little bit better, began to check down to his tight ends. And the last three games, he's been very, very good. And against Houston, I thought he was pretty spectacular.
I think there is a feeling, and again, I get it. The last thing we saw with Alabama was phenomenal, what they did against Georgia. But again, if you go through the season, they hung on against Florida. Tennessee gave them some trouble. Arkansas gave them trouble. They lost at College Station. LSU gave them fits. I would put Cincinnati in the class of all of those teams that gave Alabama trouble. I understand where people are coming from with the Crimson Tide, but I think it's selling Cincinnati short, given Alabama has had trouble against middle-of-the-road SEC teams, and Cincinnati's better than that.
Yeah, and I come back to the talent again, Tony. I mean, talent is talent. Talent usually wins out, and nobody knows that better than Nick Saban. He wouldn't recruit the way he does if that weren't the case. And any program at this level wouldn't recruit the way they do if it weren't all about talent. The Bearcats have the talent to match up. They're one of the few teams that can put corners on either side and understand that the number two receiver for Alabama is not going to play, John Metchie, right?
Yep,
he is out. That gives Cincinnati the opportunity maybe once or twice to double-team Alabama's number one receiver. And they could bracket, they can cloud, they can do a lot of different things that Alabama has not seen this year because the team on the other side doesn't have the personnel to do it. Cincinnati has the defense. Cincinnati's defense, I would argue, is the best defense by far that Alabama's going to see this year. And when they get on the – when you see the linebackers and the secondary that UC puts out there, I think you're going to be very impressed. The one weakness that UC has shown over the course of the season is the middle of the field. They can be attacked. Kind of like, you know, a lot of NFL teams. A lot of NFL teams can be attacked over the middle by tight ends, I think that's, and running backs, and that's sort of the same thing with UC. But corners to the borders, I don't think there's a better secondary in football.
Mike, thank you so much for coming on. We love having you on, whether it was when you were in New England with the Patriots and now with Cincinnati. Thank you for always making time for the show. Really appreciate it.
Tony, Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
You got it. Happy New Year to you too, my friend. Mike Petraglia again, CLNS Media on the Bearcats, and he likes their chances against Alabama coming up in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. When we come back, we'll touch up on some thoughts of 2021 and maybe look ahead to 2022. Ron and I doing a kind of little year in review and a little year preview as we wrap up the show coming up next on Wake Up Call.